Tuesday night, or L'Zayin Tishrei, Tov Shinayin Hei. So I say the following halach every year, and it's still true. L'Shiurin is not, people say, oh, okay, I'll eat L'Shiurin. L'Shiurin is not some sort of major heta that someone discovered, and you have to make a bracha mater asurim before you eat L'Shiurin. Eating L'Shiurin, as people know it as, is an asur medioraisa. Asur medioraisa. And therefore, to eat L'Shiurin, as it's called, requires pikuach nefesh. Because otherwise you're not allowed to be over, and this is the Araisa, for anything short of pikuach nefesh. So, where does this eating L'Shiurin come from? Because many times, we're not faced with a situation where the person already is in a matzav of pikuach nefesh, and he has to eat in order to save his life. And there are achronim then that hold he can just eat, even if L'Shiurin would also save him, but he's not mechuyev to. But if a person is not, but that's what happened to me in machlokas. But if this L'Shiurin is said when a person is right now not in a matzav of pikuach nefesh, but it's feared, and it's a reasonable fear, it's a fear that's real, that he will come to be in a matzav of pikuach nefesh. So right now it's like sort of preventative. So that, they say, why should you right away jump to the major isser of chorus if you can do it with less violation of isser, a less intense isser, which is chatzishir. But it's not like I don't feel good, I feel it's very difficult, can I eat L'Shiurin? Which people ask. Again, you need pikuach nefesh to be matir the isser of chatzishir asa min ha-toira. It's asa min ha-toira. How much is L'Shiurin? So they talk about 30 grams or cubic centimeters, or it's the same thing, by water, whatever. It's around the size of a small Israeli matchbook. If you actually measure it, so it'll come out to around 30 cc's. So I'm not sure what the right word is. But 30, you see, the grams is a weight, not a volume. So you're really looking for 30 cc's, which is volume. I don't know if they do that by solids, but that's what it is. They say in order to extrapolate it to food, they talk about the size of the small matchbox. But if you get hold of a matchbox, you can measure it and see how close it is to 30, and it shouldn't be over. Every 9 minutes, that's the sheet that should be taken on. So every 9 minutes. Drinking, I tell people, you got to try it out beforehand. Fill up one cheekful, spit it out into a cup with markings, and do that a few times till you get an average. Then you have to drink a little less than that. A little less than that, again every 9 minutes, and that will be the drinking L'Shiurin, as they call it. Okay. Now we're going to chayvus halavus. We're closing in on the end of the Hakdama, shiur number 40. Omar Machaber, kasher hizkamti lechaber b'sefer hazeh. So I decided to write the sefer. He dwelt on the pain of that decision at length. Chelkei chovus halavavus, kivanti as machshavti livchor olson, I had to pick out. Shetiena kololos as zuloson, the sovavos as sheirusin. I wanted to pick basic principles that would incorporate more specific principles within this larger principle. So I had to focus and make up principles which are kololos as zuloson, which include other things too, the sovavos as sheirusin. And now he goes through the sefer, the samti sharoshin ha'elyon, the major shoresh, the basis of the sefer v'yisodon hagadol yichud kel b'leiv shalem, believing that Hashem is one, and all of the various interpretations of the word one that the Chavis Halavos talks about in Shar HaYichud, whether it means unique or one and not two, or the only one, or the only one that it could possibly be, the different shades of meaning to the word echad. Vayin kach, the second shar, that was the first shar yichud, yichud hakel. Lacha kach yanti b'meshanu chayom lechaber al yichudo me'acholus on eskaros haruyus lo mimenu. So now I wanted to start talking about obligations that those that he created has towards him. V'yodati das bruo kerbori is borach nishu echad emes v'lo yasigeo shum etzum v'shum mikra v'imach shavtenu masegas dovor sheinu etzum v'lo mikra nimnu mimenu asagosu mitzad etzum kvodu yisborach. We can't fathom Hashem. You know, you can conjure up some sort of image of an old man as a king with a long flowing white beard, maybe a red suit, and that's what we can't wrap. You see, he's the only one that understood. So we can't, you can't even think of a malach. We think of a man dressed in white with wings. You know, it's ridiculous. We can't, our minds don't grasp ruchnius. Our mind, a person, chomer, cannot grasp, cannot conceive of ruchnius. Maybe you think of a little smoke. You know, well, we only have gashmiyustika concepts in our heads. We don't have ruchnistika concepts in our heads. So he says, you really can't grasp Hashem because we can't grasp only something, davar she'enu etzem v'lo mikra, something that is of no substance, meaning chumriyustika substance, or an event, something that's not an event and not a chumriyustika substance, we can't wrap our minds around. So how are we going to, and since Hashem is Echad Emes, which he explains in Shari Yichud Hashem what that means, because it means so much more than one and not two. So you can't wrap your, so what do you do? How are you Masik Hashem? We got this problem. We can't be Masik Hashem. Our minds don't, we don't know what to think about. So he says, V'hutzuchu l'dayta l'hasik mitzius mitzad b'riyosa. This is why Shari Abachina is second. The reason Shara Bechina is the second Shara in the Sefer, because it's a way to comprehend Yichud Hashem in a way that the human mind can grasp it. You know, the first Shara is philosophical proofs and the like, but it doesn't really hook you up with being Masik Hashem, which is the goal, because it can't. It can't. So the other way is to be Masik Hashem through what he created. And you realize, okay, the way the Rambam describes it, Nuchot Tzadei Torah, Agodol, Hagibor, Vanora, Kel Elyon, and you, we are masik him through his brios, through what he created. And it could be events also, through history, through creations, through the sciences, through everything you see Hashem. V'zeo shara abachina bebruim. V'santi abachina shara sheni. L'klal mechobos halavavos. Because this is the way you masik Hashem. So it really is the bridge between Shara Yichud and Shara Avodas Elokim, which we'll talk about next time we learn. But right now, when he gives like a synopsis of the Sefer, and he goes through all the Sharim, so he describes Shara Bechina as being a way to be masig what we learned in Shara Yichud. So we masig it through briosov. There is no other way to be masig it than that Shara Bechina. Shara Bechina has another quality that you live a life of feeling grateful and gratitude. And that leads you into Avodas Hashem. That's like the other half of Shara Bechina. The first half is the hook up to Shara Yichud. That's how we masig and understand and see and relate to Hashem. But the second F is, therefore, we are supposed to constantly feel grateful, and therefore that brings us to Shara Avodas Elokim, which is the basis of all Avodas Hashem, according to famous Chedus Avodas Yisod. The basis of all Avodas Hashem is Akoras HaTov, for what we studied in Shara Bechina. So Shara Bechina is like a dual purpose. Okay.